Вариант 8.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I can proudly say that I lost 80 pounds of unwanted fat and have kept the weight off for 3 years without starving, but eating a combined balanced meal. If I did that, so can you. The bottom line is to keep the weight off, that unwanted fat, which is so hard to get rid of, and not just have the illusion of losing weight when in reality we are losing mostly water with crash diets. The best way to achieve your weight loss goal without starving is to follow a balanced menu, checking your calories intake. Personally, I prefer high protein and moderate carbs, as our bodies need carbs to function properly.
Speaker B.
Throw away gas, kerosene, and the electric cooker. Also, throw away salt. Get as many fruit and vegetables as you can. There is no restriction on quantity, timing on intake. Try to consume as much water as possible, as it increases the rate at which you burn calories. But don't waste your calories on liquids. Cut out the soda, sweetened beverages, and limit fruit juices, most of which are high calorie. Carry on normal work. I follow this diet continuously for 6 months. In the end, I lost 23 kilograms. I took cold water baths, as I am used to it. I did morning walk, cycling, but no other physical exercise.
Speaker C.
Good on you for deciding to lose weight, but you should know that there is no safe way to lose weight quickly. And if you lose weight very quickly, you will be a lot less likely to keep it off. So, definitely try to lose weight constantly, but don't plan on losing overnight. This is the most important and the first aspect of gaining your perfect body shape. Many of us have done this mistake by aiming to lose too much, but later found ourselves only in lack of self-confidence. If you have a lot of weight to lose, try for 5 pounds, relax a bit, and then go for 5 more.
Speaker D.
The first thing I would suggest is to believe in yourself and love yourself enough to commit to losing weight, as it's not easy. Secondly, I would urge you stay away from quick fixes, no starvation diets, no gimmicks, no diet shakes, and no pills. The key to weight loss is simple. You should burn more than you take in. Walk the dog, join a health club, take up jogging. Whatever you do, you've got to move your body as much as possible if you want to lose weight. Your results will be more significant.
Speaker E.
To add to the very sensible advice previously given, there are some tricks to make weight loss easier, but bear in mind that you have to reduce the calorie intake and increase the activity level permanently. This means you will have to seriously change your daily habits if you want to have any lasting success. As most people have fixed set weight, they naturally tend towards it. It is more difficult to reduce your weight if you have been your current weight for a long time. What you need to do is to get hold of your life and begin to live right, to eat right and to relax right.
Speaker F.
Starving by skipping meals is a mistake I have often made in my life. Feeling silently proud how long I'd managed to go without food. This is completely misguided. Firstly, this puts extra stress on your body, raises your cortisol levels, and is therefore unhealthy. And secondly, it leads to craving sugary foods, which will sabotage your weight loss objective. Just don't do it. Make sure you have regular, smaller meals, at least 4 a day, but no snack foods in between like crisps or chocolate bars. This will improve your body's metabolism drastically and your body's ability to burn your fat.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I can proudly say that I lost 80 pounds of unwanted fat and have kept the weight off for 3 years without starving, but eating a combined balanced meal. If I did that, so can you. The bottom line is to keep the weight off, that unwanted fat, which is so hard to get rid of, and not just have the illusion of losing weight when in reality we are losing mostly water with crash diets. The best way to achieve your weight loss goal without starving is to follow a balanced menu, checking your calories intake. Personally, I prefer high protein and moderate carbs, as our bodies need carbs to function properly.
Speaker B.
Throw away gas, kerosene, and the electric cooker. Also, throw away salt. Get as many fruit and vegetables as you can. There is no restriction on quantity, timing on intake. Try to consume as much water as possible, as it increases the rate at which you burn calories. But don't waste your calories on liquids. Cut out the soda, sweetened beverages, and limit fruit juices, most of which are high calorie. Carry on normal work. I follow this diet continuously for 6 months. In the end, I lost 23 kilograms. I took cold water baths, as I am used to it. I did morning walk, cycling, but no other physical exercise.
Speaker C.
Good on you for deciding to lose weight, but you should know that there is no safe way to lose weight quickly. And if you lose weight very quickly, you will be a lot less likely to keep it off. So, definitely try to lose weight constantly, but don't plan on losing overnight. This is the most important and the first aspect of gaining your perfect body shape. Many of us have done this mistake by aiming to lose too much, but later found ourselves only in lack of self-confidence. If you have a lot of weight to lose, try for 5 pounds, relax a bit, and then go for 5 more.
Speaker D.
The first thing I would suggest is to believe in yourself and love yourself enough to commit to losing weight, as it's not easy. Secondly, I would urge you stay away from quick fixes, no starvation diets, no gimmicks, no diet shakes, and no pills. The key to weight loss is simple. You should burn more than you take in. Walk the dog, join a health club, take up jogging. Whatever you do, you've got to move your body as much as possible if you want to lose weight. Your results will be more significant.
Speaker E.
To add to the very sensible advice previously given, there are some tricks to make weight loss easier, but bear in mind that you have to reduce the calorie intake and increase the activity level permanently. This means you will have to seriously change your daily habits if you want to have any lasting success. As most people have fixed set weight, they naturally tend towards it. It is more difficult to reduce your weight if you have been your current weight for a long time. What you need to do is to get hold of your life and begin to live right, to eat right and to relax right.
Speaker F.
Starving by skipping meals is a mistake I have often made in my life. Feeling silently proud how long I'd managed to go without food. This is completely misguided. Firstly, this puts extra stress on your body, raises your cortisol levels, and is therefore unhealthy. And secondly, it leads to craving sugary foods, which will sabotage your weight loss objective. Just don't do it. Make sure you have regular, smaller meals, at least 4 a day, but no snack foods in between like crisps or chocolate bars. This will improve your body's metabolism drastically and your body's ability to burn your fat.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
So, Diana, you're flying to Cork, aren't you?
Yeah, right. We already have a hotel booked for Monday night. Then we pick up our hire car on Tuesday morning.
Well, Cork itself is worth looking around, but personally, I wouldn't stay there too long if I were you. I'd head straight for the lakes for the second night. It's a beautiful drive through the mountains, and you can stop at Blarney Castle. And you know, kiss the Blarney Stone.
Kiss the Blarney Stone?
Yes, it's a tradition. If you kiss the Blarney Stone, you get the Irish gift of eloquence. You know, we are very famous for our eloquence and ability to talk, so that's what you have to do.
Right, we'll definitely kiss the Blarney Stone. And can we stay there? At Blarney Castle, I mean?
Well, there's not really much there. I'd recommend that you go on to Killarney. It's right in the middle of the lakes. You could spend 2 or 3 nights there easily, just driving around. There's so much beautiful scenery to see, the lakes and the mountains. You'll love it.
Right. Killarney. That's here. And do you recommend anywhere special to visit while we're there?
Well, you've got to see the Ring of Kerry. It's the most spectacular coastline in the whole island, I would say. You just drive along the coast road through places like Killoglin and Dingle Bay. There are a lot of beautiful spots where you can stop.
So, how long do you think that would take?
Oh, you could do it in a day. I think it's about 100 miles altogether.
And where do you think we should head after that?
Well, you could drive up to Westport. Or, if you don't want to go far north, you could drive across to Waterford, here on the south coast.
Isn't that the place where they make glass?
That's right. They make some of the best crystal in the world. Waterford Crystal. You can visit the factory there. It's quite interesting.
Is it a pretty place?
Yes, it's quite nice. You could stay there overnight, and then it's the most wonderful drive back from Waterford to Cork along the coast road. And that takes you back to where you started.
Great. Thank you very much for your help.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
So, Diana, you're flying to Cork, aren't you?
Yeah, right. We already have a hotel booked for Monday night. Then we pick up our hire car on Tuesday morning.
Well, Cork itself is worth looking around, but personally, I wouldn't stay there too long if I were you. I'd head straight for the lakes for the second night. It's a beautiful drive through the mountains, and you can stop at Blarney Castle. And you know, kiss the Blarney Stone.
Kiss the Blarney Stone?
Yes, it's a tradition. If you kiss the Blarney Stone, you get the Irish gift of eloquence. You know, we are very famous for our eloquence and ability to talk, so that's what you have to do.
Right, we'll definitely kiss the Blarney Stone. And can we stay there? At Blarney Castle, I mean?
Well, there's not really much there. I'd recommend that you go on to Killarney. It's right in the middle of the lakes. You could spend 2 or 3 nights there easily, just driving around. There's so much beautiful scenery to see, the lakes and the mountains. You'll love it.
Right. Killarney. That's here. And do you recommend anywhere special to visit while we're there?
Well, you've got to see the Ring of Kerry. It's the most spectacular coastline in the whole island, I would say. You just drive along the coast road through places like Killoglin and Dingle Bay. There are a lot of beautiful spots where you can stop.
So, how long do you think that would take?
Oh, you could do it in a day. I think it's about 100 miles altogether.
And where do you think we should head after that?
Well, you could drive up to Westport. Or, if you don't want to go far north, you could drive across to Waterford, here on the south coast.
Isn't that the place where they make glass?
That's right. They make some of the best crystal in the world, Waterford Crystal. You can visit the factory there. It's quite interesting.
Is it a pretty place?
Yes, it's quite nice. You could stay there overnight, and then it's the most wonderful drive back from Waterford to Cork, along the coast road. And that takes you back to where you started.
Great. Thank you very much for your help.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9.
Вы услышите советы знаменитой журналистки по финансовым вопросам Джин Чацки.
В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I believe that even people who are deeply in debt can become wealthy in 10 years or less. The first step is taking control of spending. The single fastest way to fall from financial security is spending more than you earn. So start living on less than you make. Track your spending, every cent, for a month. Then review your notes to see where you can make cuts. It shocked me how much financially unstable people are spending on entertainment, which I see as an unnecessary expense. Another way is to locate a mentor, someone who can offer advice and honest feedback. The simple act of taking this initiative is a motivating force. The next step is looking towards tomorrow. Even people happy in their jobs today understand that things are changing in every profession and that they might not be secure tomorrow. They are looking for jobs now, and not just on the internet. Jobs are still acquired through people. Someone who knows someone who knows someone. And just to be clear, there are lots of jobs in healthcare, energy, the government, and elsewhere. Lastly, these people are saving like crazy. Now is not the time to buy that 42-inch flat-screen TV if you can't afford it. A poor person should really learn to be as optimistic as a millionaire. Try this simple exercise. For the next 3 days, notice and write down 5 good things happening in your world. After 3 days, you'll see that good things are a part of a pattern in your life. This will make you more optimistic and optimism is a wealth magnet. Study after study shows that people with faith in themselves and in the future get more jobs and keep more jobs. They save for tomorrow rather than spend for today, because they're convinced there will be a tomorrow. Plain Sudoku is also very useful if you want to be wealthy. It keeps your brain agile. Word puzzles, number games, brain teasers. They all help stimulate nerve cells, which makes your mind sharper over time. Having more mental clarity makes you a more flexible thinker, and that's essential for wealth. I've designed a set of special exercises to help people overcome financial difficulties. Most of them come from conversations I've had with academics who spend their days dissecting risk-taking, gratitude, and resilience, qualities that the wealthy seem to have. The exercises are valuable because they help make changes real, and they give you a goal and focus. Most involve keeping a journal or asking yourself challenging questions. One that's really valuable is writing about yourself in the third person. New research shows that when you write about yourself as he or she, it takes away some of the self-consciousness. You can see if you're emphasizing positive or negative attributes and understand how others see you. From there, you can start to make changes. The research being done by psychologist Bob Emmons on gratitude made a difference. His idea is that grateful individuals lead happier, more successful lives. I'm a pretty optimistic person, but being in and around New York City, I sometimes get cranky. Bob got me to appreciate the everyday more, to stop comparing, to do things for others, to use visual cues to trigger me, like the sign I put up in my house that says breathe. In this economy, it's something everyone needs to remember.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I believe that even people who are deeply in debt can become wealthy in 10 years or less. The first step is taking control of spending. The single fastest way to fall from financial security is spending more than you earn. So start living on less than you make. Track your spending, every cent, for a month. Then review your notes to see where you can make cuts. It shocked me how much financially unstable people are spending on entertainment, which I see as an unnecessary expense. Another way is to locate a mentor, someone who can offer advice and honest feedback. The simple act of taking this initiative is a motivating force. The next step is looking towards tomorrow. Even people happy in their jobs today understand that things are changing in every profession and that they might not be secure tomorrow. They are looking for jobs now, and not just on the internet. Jobs are still acquired through people. Someone who knows someone who knows someone. And just to be clear, there are lots of jobs in healthcare, energy, the government, and elsewhere. Lastly, these people are saving like crazy. Now is not the time to buy that 42-inch flat-screen TV if you can't afford it. A poor person should really learn to be as optimistic as a millionaire. Try this simple exercise. For the next 3 days, notice and write down 5 good things happening in your world. After 3 days, you'll see that good things are a part of a pattern in your life. This will make you more optimistic, and optimism is a wealth magnet. Study after study shows that people with faith in themselves and in the future get more jobs and keep more jobs. They save for tomorrow rather than spend for today, because they're convinced there will be a tomorrow. Playing Sudoku is also very useful if you want to be wealthy. It keeps your brain agile. Word puzzles, number games, brain teasers. They all help stimulate nerve cells, which makes your mind sharper over time. Having more mental clarity makes you a more flexible thinker, and that's essential for wealth. I've designed a set of special exercises to help people overcome financial difficulties. Most of them come from conversations I've had with academics who spend their days dissecting risk-taking, gratitude, and resilience, qualities that the wealthy seem to have. The exercises are valuable because they help make changes real and they give you a goal and focus. Most involve keeping a journal or asking yourself challenging questions. One that's really valuable is writing about yourself in the third person. New research shows that when you write about yourself as he or she, it takes away some of the self-consciousness. You can see if you're emphasizing positive or negative attributes and understand how others see you. From there, you can start to make changes. The research being done by psychologist Bob Emmons on gratitude made a difference. His idea is that grateful individuals lead happier, more successful lives. I'm a pretty optimistic person, but being in and around New York City, I sometimes get cranky. Bob got me to appreciate the everyday more, to stop comparing, to do things for others, to use visual cues to trigger me, like the sign I put up in my house that says breathe. In this economy, it's something everyone needs to remember.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.